News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capability here at WVNN, which is pretty significant, I mean, that would basically mean you're pretty much out of North Alabama, Southern Tennessee. Well, doesn't matter. No matter where you are, we can be right there with you. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, and click on the Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is what I like to say. So that's why we have so many listeners in so many different places. By the way, you'll also find a lot of things on that website. Just check it out, rightsideradio.org. When you check out the website, you'll also see that if there's a section of the show you want to hear again, or you miss something, or you want to catch one from a different day, or send it to a friend, we've got all kinds of segments of the show downloaded in short clips, podcast form. So you can listen to them in your car. You can, like I said, send one in an email to a friend, and we love that. And that's apparently happening a lot. Copper, do you know what the number is now on downloads of the podcast?
Past 7,000?
Yes, past 7,000. We made it. We are past 7,000. On October 1, we are over 7,000 downloads starting into our fourth month. So 90 days in, we've already had over 7,000 downloads, which, like I said, I don't know what a lot is. It just feels like a lot. It feels like folks are you know, kicking in. So we really appreciate that. It's an honor to have this platform, y'all. What'd you say, Copper? What?
Congrats.
Oh, well, congrats to you, because you're part of it. So thank you very much. I mean, if you weren't flipping the switches, I wouldn't know what to do. There you go. I like to say, in fact, I've told Copper this, I don't know if I ever said it on the air or not, that in the Army, I was what they call a push-to-talk guy. Yeah, so basically, if my radio man, I'll never forget this, one time in Afghanistan, the guy, his name was Selesky. I said, Selesky, I got to talk to headquarters. Can you get him on the horn? He's like, yes, sir, you know, frequency modulation and amplitude and you know, FM, AM capable. And I said, Selesky, if I push the little button, will I talk to somebody? He goes, oh, yes, sir. That's all I want to know. So Copper pushes little buttons, and I get to talk to the Right Side Ruffians. That's the way our system works, and it works well. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, breaking news. So it's 2:25 right now. Before I get into our major stories, breaking news right now out of Montgomery, first of all, is that your Alabama State Senate did pass today the prison legislation that will allow now the construction of additional or new prison facilities. I hope you heard some of the segments from previous shows this week where we talked about that. That's a big honking deal for the state of Alabama. We are currently operating in systems or infrastructure that is woefully in bad shape, and to the point that we've had prison guards killed in riots because they don't have secure facilities. We've had you know, lawsuits filed by any number, including the Department of Justice, claiming that they're going to shut us down and or turn people out of the prisons into the streets, like they did to California, by the way, in 2011. And we've worked this legislation multiple times when I was down in Montgomery as a state senator. We got it out of the Senate, never got it out of the House. And so the fact that they've done that this week in a special session is good news. Now, it's still got some procedural things they've got to do. The House passed it first. The Senate took it up. The Senate passed it with slight modifications. And my understanding was they were what they call technical mods, which means that they were not substantive. They didn't really change the bill. They just changed some Senate structure for the most part. But that has to go back down to the House. Now the House has to concur with the changes. I expect that to happen. I don't expect those kind of things are going to slow this down. Some Democrats and opposing members downstairs, very few of them actually, may grab hold of that moment to try and filibuster and take it to the late hour on Friday. But I guarantee you it's still going to pass. And I suspect that most folks are going to be gone from Montgomery and headed back home before the end of the day. So I will say this, as much as I don't like to see increased spending and debt, we were left with no choice based upon court orders. And so I'm glad the legislature and the governor's office were able to finally collaborate on something and see it happen. Because we need criminals off the streets. We need our prison guards going to work, not having the true concern of death while they're at work. And on top of that, we have to take care of some of the things that we are being sued for, not all of which are unfounded. So that's big doings, y'all. And that's breaking news right now at 2:27 p.m. on Friday, October 1st. Something that's taken years to get done appears to have finally gotten done. One other thing that's happening right now, breaking news, before I get into the things about my triple dipper, Right now, as we speak, President Biden is headed over to the Capitol building. He's going to go back to his old stomping grounds and talk to members of Congress and try to get them on board with this massive, massive spending bill that appears to be dying in a pile. I mean, I'm looking right now at the headline on FoxNews.com. Says, brink of collapse. Biden heading to the Capitol Hill as progressives threaten to kill his agenda. I'm also looking at here in the studio. I got the big screen going. And, yeah, there's members of Congress flooding in through the tunnels, headed back into a large meeting room. And it's expected that sometime very soon that the president's going to be there to basically try to own the situation with them. And this, I tell you what, there's a lot of political capital on the line here. I am hoping that we're going to see by the end of this day that there's no way to make a deal. Because, folks, on the one hand, I talked about the prison plan for Alabama, and they do have to spend some money on that. I do appreciate the fact that they did everything they could to minimize costs. They went through a bid process and got the best plan they could. It took years for it to finally get down. This, on the other hand, is a rush to spend money we don't have in D.C. They want to spend upwards of $5 trillion, most of which is on pure fluff. And I'm going to tell you more about that fluff in a few minutes. Some of the things in that fluff are just things that will just curl your hair, all right? Or like I pointed out the other day that I say often, will boggle your mind. And one of which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants her own climate army. Oh, my gosh. That's what we need, is somebody like her having a whole core of activists. But she is literally advocating hard for something in the bills that are being fought for today that would give 1.5 million government-backed jobs into a climate activist corps. They're calling it the Civilian Climate Corps. Aren't you going to love this? Yeah. Well, I got plenty to talk about when we come back after this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Friday afternoon, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Oh, solid and conservative and just plain right, we like to say. Hey, folks, listen, it is an honor to have this platform. I'm sitting here right now watching for more breaking news. So I'm going to tell you right now, here at 2:35 p.m., the president appears to be just arriving at the Capitol, going to be meeting with Democrats. We're not going to know anything for a while, but it's evident that that he knows that his entire domestic agenda is at risk, and I'm glad. And what's funny is this has been something that has been a breakdown of the Democrat Party's own internal negotiations. This has not been a, polarized, can't reach across the aisle and work with each other kind of thing. No, this has literally been Democrats fighting Democrats, and Republicans are just sitting back and kind of watching and laughing. And that's somewhat enjoyable to me, to be honest with you. But you gotta understand what's at stake here. All right, so Copper, we're going to do some clips here in a minute. If you go ahead and get clip two ready and just give me the highest. Oh, you're ready. Golly, you're fasting on. It must be Friday. You're looking for Saturday already, aren't you? I can just tell. Hey, listen, so the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is the breakdown in the communications between Democrats. And it doesn't just contain infrastructure. In fact, it doesn't contain any infrastructure. In fact, what it contains is $3.5 trillion of liberal wish lists. I'm looking at an article right here. A guy named Andrew Miller wrote this one. He was giving me some quotes in the article that I looked at and I thought, I didn't even know that one was in there. I mean, we've been telling you things for the last several days about billions of dollars for tree equity, whatever that is. Billions of dollars for, I think it's $79 billion to expand the IRS. Why is that infrastructure? That's not infrastructure. That's just giving power to the IRS so they can weaponize it. But then what about this? What about this? $15 million. $15 million. What's $15 million in a $3.5 trillion bill, right? $15 million to resource centers for people who are underserved due to their sexual orientation or gender identity. What? What does that got to do with anything in terms of infrastructure? What about this? Another provision says over $20 billion, $20 billion directed to rent support for victims of stalking and dating violence. How does that get into an infrastructure bill? I mean, I get it. You want to take care of people that are having hard times that have been through stalking and dating violence, but how do we direct $20 billion to rent support just for victims of stalking and dating violence? Is there a great deal of stalking and dating violence victims out there that are not able to pay the rent anymore? Is that what we're hearing? That sounds like an epidemic of its own. How about this? $50 million to reduce human-wildlife conflicts on National Forest System lands. You know what that means? Bear fences. That's what that means. What about this? Free school lunches year-round for migrant children. Okay. Or how about this? $2.25 billion for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Civilian Climate Corps. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. And then it actually uses the word, the $3.5 trillion bill. They say it's only going to cost zero. It's going to cost zero. Well, how does the $3.5 trillion bill cost zero? Because they're raising taxes in the bill in order to help pay for it. They're saying if we can raise the taxes to pay for it, that it's net neutral. No, actually, it's not what it means. It's only net neutral if you didn't spend any new money. It's not net neutral if you took more money out of all of our pockets to pay for this wish list of just garbage. And so we're looking at right now the word tax is used 1,829 times in this one piece of legislation. The word taxes is 69 times. The word taxation, 7 times. All these new taxes allegedly add up to $3.5 trillion. So, yeah, Copper, I mean, it is that bad. I see the exclamations. But so, Copper, let's do clip two. So clip two, Senator Josh Hawley. I think this is a clip with him and Laura Ingraham. But he was saying this is not just a typical agenda. This is a Let's Remake America agenda. Go ahead and hit clip two.
The far left extremists have completely taken over the Democrat Party. I mean, completely. And if you don't capitulate to them, they will come after you. They will steamroll you. They will try and destroy you. And they're willing to do that even if you've got the word Democrat after your name. What they really care about is you agreeing with them and agreeing to bow down in front of their agenda. And that's what they want right now. And, of course, I'm not going to do that. I hope that Manchin and Sinema stand firm. At the end of the day, we've got to go out there and present an alternative because, as you said, what the Democrats are trying to do, what the left is trying to do, is completely remake this country.
There you go. And I agree with him. I think that's very well put. I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. I don't say that in a little bit or an alarmist or a you know, some kind of a conspiracy theorist way. Not at all. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Why else would they have so much of this progressive fluff in a $3.5 trillion bill? But the thing you need to know is this. Right now, negotiations are completely breaking down. I said earlier, part of the breaking news for the day is it appears that the domestic agenda for the Biden administration is completely on the edge of the cliff. Now, you know, Biden himself is about to appear at the Capitol building. I'm watching it live on TV right now. And he's going to go in and try to persuade legislators they need to do this. And what he really needs is they need to do this to save him. But every one of those folks has got something in the pot. And nobody wants to drop their little piece of the recipe, if you know what I mean. They all want their little piece so they can all go back home and do that progressive thing that makes them all feel better. And folks, I'm just telling you. But right now, what's funny is reading some of the concept. And you know what's funny? I agreed with Bernie Sanders on something. I know. Settle down. It's going to be okay. Copper, I see it. Copper has 3 exclamation points with 3 question marks after the big capital, all caps, what? I see it. Hang with me, Copper. Here's what he said. Bernie Sanders said last night, quote, "It's an absurd way to do business to be negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill a few minutes before a major vote with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. That's unacceptable." I agree with that. Do you feel better now, Copper?
Wow, someone has common sense.
Well, let's don't go too far. It is Bernie Sanders. But nonetheless, he's right. They're doing all they can, and they don't worry about what's in it. They worry about what it costs. How much will you spend? How much will you spend? How much will you spend? Well, I don't know. I think I could spend this much. Really? On what? Oh, the what? That's important? Yes, it is. So right now the progressives are holding out. But the thing that I want to talk about more, and when I get back to my triple dipper here for the day, the triple dipper is this. Number one in the triple dipper for the day is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants her own army. I don't mean like a little bit. This is not me just kind of conjuring something so I can have a storyline or a segment for the show. No, this is legit. She even uses the terms in her interviews that sound like she is mobilizing her army. So it's called the Civilian Climate Corps, right? The Civilian Climate Corps is blended into the $3.5 trillion package. It's a $2.8 billion effort. And they want to create an opportunity to have 1.5 million government-paid jobs for people to go out and do climate activist work. I am not kidding you. So right here's a story I'm looking at from New Yorker magazine. Oh, it just glowed. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, joy. The title of it is, The Civilian Climate Corps is a Big Government Plan That All Americans Can Embrace. When I hear the word embrace and big government in the same sentence, red flags start flying. So what I'm looking at right now is the New Yorker magazine, a guy named James Lardner, is writing and he's talking about the Civilian Climate Corps and reckoning it back to the Civilian Conservation Corps of FDR's, you know, New Deal back in the 30s. Let's make sure we're clear on something. Stop using FDR's New Deal as a model for anything. But oh, by the way, stop using the Civilian Conservation Corps from FDR in the same capacity as what you're trying to do now, progressive liberals, because what he did then does not even compare. What he did then was he created work, and I'm not advocating for it, but what he did was he created work at a fairly low wage. People were required to send some of that money home to their families. They had to be out of work otherwise, and they went and did something that benefited society. And it was not liberal ideology work. It was like constructing roads and doing things that were necessary for true infrastructure and, you know, whatever. There's actually an amphitheater built here in the North Alabama area that I've been to multiple times that was built by the CCC. It was designed to get people over the hump, but make them work for a check and not just receive a handout. Big difference. AOC, on the other hand, she wants a core of people who could otherwise fill out the workforce ranks of the numbers. Like, I want to say there's like 10 million unfilled jobs in the last jobs report. But she wants to go ahead and have government workers who will have an activist mentality. And this thing from the New Yorker magazine says, it just shows the capacity of government to be an instrument of the common good. Oh my gosh, makes me want to retch. But it goes on here to talk about the kind of things that they want to do and how they want to have a living wage and they want to have them also get college tuition and they also want them to be trained in climate change ideology and they want them out there in your communities. Now, AOC doesn't just want them out there cleaning up the trails at the national parks. No, no. Oh, no. That's not what she wants. Copper, go ahead and get clip six ready, and let me know when you've got clip six, because we're going to hear from AOC herself. All right, go ahead and hit clip six.
A crisis today requires a peaceful but wartime scale mobilization in order to combat the climate crisis. So it's not just about doing it, it's about doing it big.
Folks, I hope you heard that. It's not just about doing it. It's about doing it big. I hope you also heard her say it's about mobilization on a wartime scale. I'm telling you, what she wants here, this Civilian Climate Corps is her army of activists. This is the Green New Deal's army is what it is. This is, by the way, this is not Phil having just the idea on his own. Conservatives everywhere are seeing this. It's being totally underreported, but it's beginning to catch the attention of some. But let me tell you some more about what AOC says. Copper, you got clip seven? Let me know when you're ready on clip seven. And if you're ready, go ahead and play it.
The way that we're going to combat the climate crisis is not just with the science, but it is also with our economic structure. we can combat this with a fair economy in establishing a climate core that not just guarantees a $15 minimum wage, but also extends the same educational benefits that we should be giving to our teachers and our other public service workers. It should put people on a track. And with Senator Markey and I's bill, 1.5 million people on a track to good union jobs. 50% of our funding is ensuring to make going to making sure that this is not just going to our national parks and funding Climate Corps members to our national parks, but in urban communities as well to face environmental injustices.
There's so much in that. I don't know how to even unpack it. What are you saying, Copper? Oh, yes, you're right. It's environmental injustice, Copper. You got to make sure you understand that. You're righting the wrongs, huh?
Anything they care about now, they're just going to tag injustice to it?
Yes.
Climate injustice.
It's injustice, and you've got to right the wrongs to society. And so if you heard, let me catch a few of the pieces before we hit to the next break. A few of the pieces you need to hear in that were literally, that was AOC in the $2.8 billion allocated within the $3.5 trillion spending bill. She wants a climate conservation corps that would have 1.5 million workers making more than $15 an hour, getting scholarship money to go to college, being trained in activist mentality, going not just into your parks and cleaning trails and that kind of thing, but going into your cities to do something about what she called environmental injustice. And she also referenced it very clearly. These would be union jobs, by her own words. These would be union jobs. Tell me why that was even necessary to throw in the mix. I'll tell you why. Because the Dems and the unions work hand in glove. She's forming a corps, an activist corps, just to do her own bidding. And it's a pretty sickening thought to think of, to give her that much play. All right, folks, we're heading to a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to keep unpacking the Civilian Conservation Corps. I'm not done. There's more to it. It's some scary stuff. I mean, let's talk about what they're going to do with society. Where are they going to take this? How are they going to pay for it? Folks, we need that $3.5 trillion bill to fail. We need it to die in a pile, because it puts things in place that we will never get unraveled if they get a chance to do it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Copper is regaling me right now with ideas for an Adventures in Woke World. We haven't done one of those in weeks, have we? Adventures in Woke World, if you don't remember, was this like little kind of scripted vignettes we would do where we would just, what would it be like to talk to a liberal about, and then we'd have a topic, and you have to have a conversation, and it just, because sometimes you got to laugh, and Copper, I like your idea. By the way, Copper, the Google Doc won't let me cut and paste. Cut and paste that stuff and send it to me in an email so I can maybe work with that. That's pretty good stuff. I can't give it away on the air because then we'll give away the woke world. But I think we could also combine some of the Climate Corps stuff into that. That's pretty funny. All right, so the Civilian Climate Corps. Wow. This is real. This is what they're trying to do. This is AOC. We just played AOC herself telling you they want to create 1.5 million union jobs, her words, not mine, union jobs on a what would amount to a wartime type mobilization in a, quote, peaceful capacity to fix things like environmental injustice in the urban areas. I don't even know what that means. Environmental injustice. What does that mean? If you live in a city and you don't have enough trees, move out of the city. What is environmental injustice? Is there smog? Well, maybe that's because there's more people. Public transportation is there. Use it. But what I'm saying is this. They want an activist group. And I think the folks at the Five had one of the best conversations I was able to track down on this. And truthfully, you know, what's frustrating is I'm not hearing many people talking about this at all. Copper, I know you said you had clip 8 ready. You still ready on clip 8? Go ahead and give me the high sign if you are, because I want to, yeah. All right, this is the 5. This is the beginning of a conversation. I wish I could play all of it for you because they were great inputs, but I don't have that kind of time. And this is my show, so why should I play all their show? But the reality is I'm going to show undo a quick clip here, about a minute long, of Jesse Waters and Jeanine Pirro talking about the climate core. Hit it, Copper.
Forget serving our country by signing up for the military. Radical Democrats like AOC want you to join the civilian corps to battle climate change. The plan costs $10 billion and would have the government hire 1.5 million Americans to, quote, transition to a clean economy. All right, I'll start with you, Jesse. How do we transition to a clean economy?
Yeah, with AOC's ground troops. She's trying to buy a movement with my money. What, 1.5 million mini AOCs on the federal payroll? Those are our tax dollars. MAGA didn't start like that. Hope and Change didn't start like that. You can't just buy a base with tax dollars. That's not how it works. And it's not like they're going to go around and lower the Earth's temperature or sea levels. They're not even going to pick up litter. They don't have the technical expertise to build a solar panel. So what are they actually doing? They're going to be campaigning for Democrats in the midterms. They're going to be bullying people. And then when AOC decides to run for president, click, she's got 1.5 little supporters in her back pocket.
I get what she's doing is what he was saying there in that last sentence. And I do too. I mean, we see right through it. But they get out there and they give these fluffy, you know, kind of pie in the sky, rainbows and unicorns type press conferences like she did, environmental injustice and union wages and good mobilizations at a wartime level. And we need this. It's ridiculous. And it's billions of our taxpayer dollars mixed into an otherwise bloated $3.5 trillion spending spree that is nothing but a liberal wish list. And if you think the liberal wish list concept is just like Phil, the conservative talk show guy, saying it, well, I've been playing you for the last half hour what AOC and others like her are saying about having a civilian climate corps. Ken Cuccinelli, who was the former acting deputy secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, he wrote a piece in Newsweek that came out. And by the way, all the stuff I'm reporting to you, these conversations, they're all like just in the last few weeks. This is all fresh. All right. He literally says the civilian climate corps is nothing but a Trojan horse for the radical left. He goes on and talks about the fact that it's a small, self-anointed group of radical Democrats like AOC and Senator Ed Markey that are getting mainstream support for some reason. He says this legislation reaches far beyond the confines of climate policy. It'll be a Trojan horse to fund the left's radical activist activities, conducted in the name of justice. There's that word again. As in economic justice or environmental justice. And the words' meanings are being contorted, and they're going to do things like banning genetically modified foods and bottled water and decarbonizing the economy and closing down factory farms. Meanwhile, we have 8 million Americans unemployed and 10 million jobs still available. And they want to take up 1.5 million of those for government-backed union jobs to do climate activism. That has got to be shut down. This bill has got to fail. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back after the news with more breaking news and stories about what's happening with your tax dollars.